Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we continue in the study of those promised treasures we have from your bountiful hand, we think about the bread of life that came down to earth, dwelt among us, and that bread feeds us into eternal life. May we focus on that bread this day as we worship in your name. Amen. Who doesn't like the smell as you enter into the house where there is bread freshly being baked? I love it when my wife does that. Or, you know, I realize that Subway's one of those places where you ever notice when you go to Subway, there's always that smell of fresh bread. It's kind of a enticing little thing to get you to eat more. The lady that cuts my hair has her shop right next to a Subway. And so the last time I got my hair cut, I said to her, "How can you stand having your shop right here day after day with the smell of bread all day long?" She said, "Well, after a while, you just don't even notice it." Well, I can tell you, every time I enter her shop, I notice it. Bread, one of the staples of life. We all eat it. Some of us eat it every day, and I know some who eat it almost every meal. We enjoy it at breakfast, either as toast or bagels or Danish, but we have to have our bread. We use it with our sandwiches. And I see it all the time in the lunchroom when I work around through the school. And then Smucker's has now created that wonderful creation, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no crust. Kids love it. I wonder why. If you have traveled to various countries, you know that bread is a staple almost anywhere you go, and sometimes bread is really up front and center of everything they do. When I visited our family in Germany and we had breakfast every morning, we were not to come up until a certain time for breakfast because my cousin had to go to the bakery every morning to get fresh bread. You didn't have scrambled eggs and bacon. You had a variety of breads every morning with different cuts of meat and jams, and all of those kind of things. Bread. We love it. We put our cheeses, our meats, our jams, and we do it all the time. Yes? Today, we want to talk about the bread of life. A bread that Jesus would talk about being that bread of life. We saw it in the Old Testament reading, that beautiful reading from Exodus, where they were wondering how they were going to be fed in the wilderness, and God provided by giving them manna every morning. God kept his word every morning. He provided them that layer of flakes. That's why they were a little flaky. No. On the desert floor. And what happened when they took too much? And what happened when they took too little? If they collected more than they needed, it spoiled. You see, what a beautiful reminder for God's people of how he provides for us in our life. And the gospel? This morning, Jesus speaks of himself as being that bread of life. He tells the people it wasn't Moses who gave you the bread in the wilderness. It was God who provided you. God sustains you day in and day out in your lives. He gives you the manna you need to live your lives in your world today. How many times do we really focus on the fact that God sustains everything we have in our life? Every physical need God provides. And then Jesus says, if you eat of my bread, if you eat of this bread, you will have life not only in this world, but this bread will give to you eternal life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and died. This is the bread that came down from heaven, so that who eat of it will not die. And then Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Can you imagine what the reaction would have been hearing those words, this bread I give is my flesh? You expect us to eat of your flesh? But here is the spiritual reality for each one of us. In the epistle, Paul wrote, our fathers who ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Christ is the bread of life. We are to drink from that same spiritual rock. What he provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness, he provides for you and I. He feeds us day in and day out. We talk about it in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. And we define that as everything we need to live this life. Yes, and when we partake of the sacrament, there we receive the body and blood of Christ under the bread and the wine. And in Jesus' own temptation in Matthew chapter 5, when he is tempted by Satan, simply said to him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So many times we focus on that which is physical, and the reality is that we have a God who provides us with all that we need. We are continually being fed. Our young people in school are continually being fed as they are taught, as they grow. No matter how we deal with it, the Word is that bread of life for us. It is about receiving that bread day in and day out. Every time we go to the Scriptures, it is about the living bread. Well, we heard of Moses and how they had to have the unleavened bread. And you know, when I was making the unleavened bread yesterday, I realized, why did Moses tell the people to make that unleavened bread? Because it could be made quickly. And it was so that they could go on their journey very quickly and have what they needed. So there's a focus on unleavened bread, because we all know when you make bread, it's not something that you can just do very quickly and simply. It involves a process. But here, Jesus in that upper room broke bread with his disciples. And he told them, I give to you a new command. This is my body given and shed for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Look at what we receive when we come to the Lord's table. We are participants in what he accomplished for each one of us through his cross, his death, his resurrection, because through that cost, we have forgiveness of all of our sins. That's why we have a Lenten season. We live in a world that is filled with all kinds of breads. If you ever had the privilege to travel around the world, you'll find it in places there are so many breads, it's hard to even keep up with the kind of breads that everybody eats. And there's breads for every occasion. Just like the last couple of weeks, we had that soda bread because it had something to do with the Irish. And yet, we have the bread of life. You never have to wonder, because of this cross, Christ suffered and died for you. God reminds us that in the church, we are His new creation. He is continually forming that loaf because through that bread of life He gives to us, that life that came down from heaven, Jesus becomes that bread of life. And yes, they had a problem understanding what He meant when He said, I am the bread of life. And so today I want you to think about how that bread is a part of your life and my life. And when you leave this morning, after we sing our last hymn and you walk out, there will be unleavened bread at all the doors. Please, eat a bite of that unleavened bread and be reminded of that bread that came down from heaven for you, for me, for all of His creation. Amen.